but I'm met wherever I go, or I go to places where I have friends or whatever. But for some people, following that inner self that says, myself needs a walkabout, or myself needs to just go off on a place and be alone, or myself needs to just move and take off. I find that intriguing, fascinating, overwhelming. And I wonder, what is the voice like in their self that they hear? What is that voice that they're listening to? And what is their quality of self-empowerment that they can literally take off by themselves and make them vulnerable in this world and know they can take care of themselves? I have a friend right now who's driving cross country and going to go across the tundra and up through Alaska all by herself. And she's an asthmatic. No, I mean, I think that's incredible. All right, I think that's incredible. But her sense of self is that there is an adventure I'm going to stop myself from having, because I know that no matter what happens, I can take care of myself. I love that. I love that. And so part of my fantasy self includes looking at that and saying, you know what? I want to feel secure in those areas of my life that really throw me a curveball. And being alone in the wild is one of them. You know, not that that's a goal of mine. It never may be a goal of mine, but what is a goal is that incredible feeling that if an inner direction came that said, this is going to require you be alone somewhere else, that I could afford to listen to it. And that's where I'm going with this. You know, could I afford? So part of my fantasy self is to become someone who is capable of listening to the type of guidance that I find today very intimidating. I don't want to hear that. I embrace intellectual guidance, or the kind that converts into what I hope is quality teaching material or writing. I embrace that. I mean, bring it on. Because I can maneuver there. Right? I got my survival gear all melted and engaged. But if suddenly my spiritual self began to hear those sort of intuitive things that said, you need to go alone to the island, or you need to do this, you need to do that, or you need... I'm not sure I'm ready to hear that. And so there's a part of me that, and here's the consequence. In order for me not to do that, now follow this, I need to keep a part of myself in chaos. Okay? Which means I have to make choices that keep me in chaos. So there's a whole part of me that's mismanaged deliberately, because it's in charge of chaos. All right? Now, let's take that a step further. That means that I have to maintain a place in my life where low self-esteem reigns supreme. Otherwise, it would be pretty difficult to maintain chaos and to create screens so that I can tell myself I didn't hear a thing, or I can deny that it's time to, let go of this and do this. Here's another form of that. Did you ever have guidance that you need to help someone and you don't want to? That is a horrible piece of guidance. It's awful. It's really awful. And what it takes to operate on that level of spiritual instruction is phenomenal. Occasionally, and thank you, heaven, that it's only occasionally, I'll get this hit that I've got to help someone and I don't want to do it, you know. And it's not from a cold heart, not at all. But it has to do more with time and things of that nature. But what's true is that in this one case, I had a real, real, real place of uncomfortable rapport with this person. And I knew that if I didn't settle this, okay, here's the opportunity. The gods had provided an opportunity to balance that. I knew it. And I knew that if I sabotaged the opportunity, my self-respect would suffer. I would have blasted my self-esteem. I knew exactly what this was about. But even in knowing this, for a moment there, I was willing to take the scar tissue. All right. But that's where you face, where part of the development of self-esteem always includes, always, that you go through the horrible cemetery of your dead past and clip the pride things, elements of pride that keep you and give you permission to stay bitter and angry and to blame others for the way your life is. Okay, so part of the discipline, again, to keep going down the list of developing self-esteem is to give up blame. I know, wretched, isn't it? Yeah, well, you can't. This is what it means to upgrade taking responsibility for your life, is to give up blame. It's not an easy path, but it is. Both are true. It's not easy, and it's ridiculously easy. Where it's not easy is all these little details. I got to keep my eye on myself. I've got to give up blame. I've got to change one thing, and I have to make a commitment to stick to that. I've got to face my shadow. I've got to look at my saboteur. I've got, yeah, you do. You have to do all of those things. Absolutely. But all of them can be summed up in one thing. What's the reason you make the choices you do in life? Keep your eye on your agenda and choice. Just keep it there. Keep it there. And in all the moments when you make choices that are contrary to what you know you should, then you hold yourself accountable right then without blaming another person. That's the discipline. You hold yourself accountable right